to Sheikh Hisham Al Kabani. Please bless us. Zahman. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. Oh Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى has honored us here today with you in this beautiful mosque. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in every corner, will make in every corner. Our greatness depend on the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, greatness depend on his Lord, undescribable greatness. Without Allah's support to his beloved Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would have been lost. Wherever the Ummah is lost, Prophet is not lost. Lost Prophet is there. Ummah might lose its mind, but that one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him for Laylatul Mi'raj, where he mentioned, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. The one praised by his Lord that he took him from Mecca to Medina to Masjid al-Aqsa for Mi'raj, that one always standing against shaitan toward his ummah. Don't think Allah created us and left us. Don't think Allah sent his messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he left us. A general does not leave his army. Admiral does not leave his generals. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one that Allah has given power in order to keep his ummah safe.
Subhanallah.
Even we are lost, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acts on our behalf. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You were the best ummah that has been sent for humanity. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You were the best. And he used past tense. He didn't use future tense. He said, Kuntum, you were. Where? We were where? Means, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I gave you ummah accompanying you from wherever I created you, they are with you. They are with you. in day of promises, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى. In the day when he asked, am I not your Lord? And we said, yes. We were be given in that time, if there was time. We don't know if there is time or time exists. To us, time exists. To know calculation and math. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. It means, wherever you count, there is no value. Your time has no value. My time has value. I gave you to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from that time. Now only in dunya you are witnessing that for 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years, and then you are living back, going back to normal eternal life with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are an ummah that we were in the day of promises, in the shape of souls, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, answering, yes, you are our Lord, Ya Rabbi, you are our Creator, you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created us, and Muhammad is your messenger. We are going to still saying it. We are not going to lose it. If you have a child, and if you lose your child, but you still put his picture at home, in the house, to remember him or remember her, what you think about the one who created creation, he is going to let his servants that they have accepted him and believed in him, and they are from Ummatul Nabi, to be in the hand of Iblis? Hasha, thumma kalla. It's impossible. Allah gave authority to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. That's why he ordered us. But we are heedless. In dunya, we are heedless. In akhirah, inshallah, we are not heedless. We'll be with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. Means, يَا مُؤْمِنْ يَا مُسْلِمْ صَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Remember him, because he is remembering you. He is near you. You say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, he answer you. Sahaba used to give their life for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to answer them. To say, Mu alayka as-salam ya akhi. Or wa alaykum as-salam ya akhwani. They give him salam. They want to get his salam. Because our salam you think is a pure salam? No. Is mixed, blended with dunya. But his salam is not. من سلم علي رد الله عز وجل روحي حتى أسلم عليه. Whoever greets me, Allah sent back my soul to say salam to him. So we want his salam or we want our salam? We want his salam. Then make salam on him. Make salah was salam ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be saved. Sallu wa nasu niyam. وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامِ وَأَفْشُوا السَّلَامِ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ بِسَلَامِ. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us this very normal advice. Pray when people are sleeping. Means don't show off. Don't make yourself showing, oh, I'm praying. Let people see me, I'm praying. No. So you don't need that. Beside your five obligations, you pray with Jama'ah, it's okay. But after that, pray and no one seeing you. Between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Pray when people are sleeping. Don't show off. Don't show yourself. Make sure that people say, oh, he's making salah at night or during the day. No. When everyone's sleeping, you pray. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Give food. Don't be stingy from giving food to people. If you don't find anyone, invite one person with you to your home to eat with him. Is barakah. Is the order of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Grab anyone from the street, say, come eat with me. Don't be stingy. At'imu al-ta'am is not only necessary to be a physical food, can be spiritual food. Means, oh, my servant, don't forget me. Allah is saying, don't forget me. If you feed one person, you are doing that favor for me. I will do favors for you, not one. I recompensate you. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, "At'imu al-ta'am." Just Imam was giving a speech. That is a spiritual food. Don't people be stingy from giving speeches on Islam and the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَفْشُ السَّلَامُ means say salamu alaykum. On the streets, passing people, going people, say salamu alaykum. That's order of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to each other, to Muslims. To greet your brother, your Muslim brother or sister. What he said at the end, when you do that, because Sahaba used to get the salam from Prophet. Full of rewards and happiness. And that's why he wants. Because when you say salamu alaikum, it takes all the hatred that within, if there is enmity between people, it will pull away all this hatred and make people together. تدخل الجنة بسلام. You will enter paradise with no problems. A question mark here. Do you think Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah made him the seals of messengers and he gave him the power of observing every amal we are doing during our day life and seeing us and seeing what we are doing? Do you think that he will leave someone in day of judgment without entering paradise? It's a good tidings for Muslims. Don't think a very warm father will leave his children in the cold outside, in the snow. He will take them with him wherever he goes. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us real children to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best children are those who remember their father. That's why, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi. O Muslim, send salawat on Prophet. Why? Prophet needs salawat from us. Allah said in Holy Quran, I and my angels are sending salawat on Prophet. O believers, send salawat on Prophet. Sayyidina Muhammad needs from us, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, Allah is raising him higher and higher. In every moment when Allah say, I am making salawat, sending praises on prophets, on my beloved Prophet, Ya inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Allah and his angels, how many angels? Allah didn't say, it's not going to be one or two or 10 or 100. Allah, he said, wa malaikatahu. Al-ha in malaikata, to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means Allah and his angels. How many millions, billions, trillions? No count. Don't think Allah has trillions agents, angels. That is limitation. Because every cell in your body, every cell in the body of a human being is acting under the order of an angel. And according to scientific issues, our bodies is at least 3 trillion cells. 3 trillion cells. Means everybody is being moving and working its system with 3 trillion angels. For everyone. What about the whole humanity from time of Adam alayhi salam till end of the day? How many trillions and trillions and trillions of angels? That's for humanity. What about universe? How many angels? When we have billions of galaxies, billions of stars in thousands of galaxies. What you think about angels that are running these universes? You think how they are running by themselves? So all of that, Allah included them in the ayah. And more on that, more than that even. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. Allah and his angels. A count, and I leave you with this count to see how much, and next time we'll calculate it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المستغفرين فيا فوزا للمستغفرين أستغفر الله. It's not 151. تقبل الله.
On the behalf of the Islamic Center and on the behalf of both of the Imams and its management of the Islamic Center, I would like to say a very big thank you to Hazrat Allama Sheikh Hisham Al-Kabani Al-Kabani.